إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروش پڑھنے Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, for many sessions now we have been discussing the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. There is no end to this great man, a man who was so influential not only during the period of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam but also during his own Khilafat. A dynamic personality, a man whose rule extended to the frontiers of modern day Tunisia today in the west, until the Indus River in the east. Ulama have mentioned, whilst he would sit in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his words would echo down as far as 2.2 million square miles. 2.2 million square miles. Just by sitting in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one has achieved this feat. No one before him, and perhaps no one after him, excluding the coming of Imam Mahdi and the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. An incredible individual. 2.2 million square miles, his rule. Just imagine, my respected brothers, a time came when his father would say, Umar, you are good for nothing. You can't even take control of these grazing camels. Muhaddiseen have mentioned, if his father was alive to see the glory, the fame, the maqam that Allah has given him, perhaps the father would have to choke on his words. A simple Arab desert dweller overthrows two mighty superpowers of the time, the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire. Arab desert dweller. Allahu Akbar. Itni sadki. And he completely took over and made sure that the Sasanid Empire fell on their backs, fell on their knees to the Islamic Empire. This is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That is why people like Allama Shibli rahmatullah alayh have mentioned Umar the Great. Umar the Great. Subhanallah. Even the American historian, I was reading his book, Michael Hart, the book he has written, 100 individuals who have made a difference to all of humanity. Being a practicing Christian, he put Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam number one. And after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the only man who he has added to his book is Umar ibn al-Khattab. And to some extent he has mentioned that unfortunately today the world knows Jahangir Khan and Alexander the Great. Really, we need to teach the masses and educate them of who truly Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was. People don't know, Muslims don't know Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The first man to measure and mark land. The first man, subhanallah, who came up or who recorded the census for the entire population, he was the first man. The first man to establish the department for police and prison. These are everything of what was done in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, it is new to the Ummah. Prison and police. He was the first man who initiated this idea of night patrolling, making sure that all the citizens are sleeping with ease, in safety, without any harm. So he, along with a group of people, would patrol the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, and he would stay awake all night. And after patrolling the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, the rest of them would report to him, and all of them would pray tahajjud in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Fajr Salah. Subhanallah. These were the leaders. Allahu Akbar. The first man who gave hukam, a command to dig canals for irrigation. The first man who gave command to construct wells at the end of every street, making sure that water is accessible for every citizen in the Muslim empire, Muslim or non-Muslims, and many other things. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was an incredible man. Allah gave him a very sharp mind. Once someone came to Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullah alayh and said to him, Hazrat, can you tell us in your own words who is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala? And the same man posed the question to other scholars that were there. And to sum everything up, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullah alayh said, it is a very difficult question to answer. He said, imagine, take all the great names in the Islamic history that you know of, all the great names. The first name he mentioned was Hazrat Zulqarnain in the Quran. Hazrat Zulqarnain, the great traveler who traveled in the east, who traveled to the west, and he was the first man who erected a barrier, a seal, to make sure that Yajuj and Majuj are kept under control. That wall, that barrier is still there today. Allah knows its location. But this is the doing of Hazrat Zulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala, a very pious man, a great traveler. Scholars have mentioned that he was the contemporary of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Ulama have mentioned he did tawaf of the Kaaba with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. Scholars have mentioned Zulqarnain is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He would travel with an army, with a lot of men, manpower, support. He was a powerful man, the great king of his time. So the Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullah alayhi said, picture Zulqarnain on one side. And then he said, picture another great individual in the Quran, who is not a Nabi, Hazrat Hakim. Who is the Hakim? Hakim? Luqman. Hakim? Luqman. Subhanallah. Hakim Luqman, who Allah gave hikmat to, wisdom. وَلَكَدْ آتِينَ لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ Allah is saying, I gave hikmat to him, a wise man, an Abyssinian wise man. Put and imagine Hazrat Hakim Luqman on one side, the hikmat given to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all of his advice, his advice to his son, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, in the 21st para. And think of the great thinkers of the time. He said, take Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. Take Allama Fakhruddin Attar rahmatullah alayh. Take people like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh and put them on one side. And then he said, the giants in tasawwuf, people like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, people like Sheikh Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah alayh, And he said, scholars in hadith, the likes of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, the likes of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, all of the great names that you can think of. He said, imagine if all of these great people could be rolled up into one body. If they could be rolled up into one body, even then they cannot match the intelligence given to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. With all these great people, even then you cannot match Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Shocking, I was just reading yesterday in the night, one Ravzi or a Shia, to make it easy, he says that, and this is nothing fictitious, something that is the truth. He says that he saw a dream. He is a Shia. He says, I saw a dream. I saw a dream that it is the day of Qiyamah, and all of humanity is on that platform of Mahshar. People are running away from one another. And he starts walking to the pool of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hawza Kawthar. Now he comes close to this individual in his dream. This beautiful man, he says. And I asked him who he is. Who are you? Bhai, aap kaun hai? So this man said, I am the first to accept Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By the divine decree, I am the father-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am the man who accompanied Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his life. I was in his company during migration, during his stay in the cave. I was his minister during his lifetime and his successor after his demise. And so this Ravzi looked at this beautiful, beautiful Nurani individual and he says, I know who you are. You are Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr at that time was giving water to all the people there. At the Hawza Kawthar, mashallah, the companions will be given this privilege to give water. And so this Shia Ravzi says that, I don't want any water from your hands. Don't want water from your hands. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq looked at him and turned away. Now this man starts to walk. Hawza Kawthar is massive, very big. He starts to walk and he comes to another great individual, another beautiful man. So this Ravzi in his dream is questioning this individual, who are you? Man anta, bhai, aap kaun hai? And so this man said, I am the one who is the 40th one in embracing Islam. I am that individual for whose iman Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam personally made dua for. I am that individual who is also the father-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he mentioned the name of the daughter. My daughter Hafsa is the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am that man for whom Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if I walk in one direction, the shaitan walks in another direction. So the Shia is saying, stop. I mean, I'm not talking about sadr here. MashaAllah. And so this man said, oh, I know you. You are Umar Farooq. And he says, I still don't want water from you. Bari dushmani hoti hai. I don't want water from you. And so he walked away. Walking, he came to another corner of Hawza Kawthar again. A very beautiful, handsome man. So he said, man anta, who are you? So this individual, very shy, and he says, Ana, I am that individual from all the companions, that privileged one, who can say that two of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's daughter are in my nikah, and therefore the title of Dhun Nurain is given to me. And then He said that I am that individual who has spent all the wealth for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul. 2/3 of Madinatul Munawwara belongs to me. I am that individual for whom Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if I had 100 daughters, I would marry all of them to you one by one. I am sahib-e Qur'an, qari-e Qur'an. And he said, stop, bahut ho gaya bhai. Jiske saath dushmani ho, uski tareef sunna bahut mushkil hota hai na. I know who you are. You are Uthman Zunnurain. He turned away. Now he walks, he comes to another individual. And he says, man anta, who are you? And he says, I am that Sahabi, companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has the privilege to marry the most beloved daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose name is Fatima. I am the father of Hassan and Hussein. I am the one who opened up Khaybar for the Muslimin. I am Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. I am the one who was given the sword which was titled Al-Dhulfiqar. And this individual continued. He said, that is it, that is enough. I have no doubt that you are Imam Ali alayhi salam. You are Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an looked at him. And he said, I want to drink water from your hands. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was about to give him water. And then he said, I came from your two so-called friends, the people who took Khilafat away from you, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. They wanted to give me water, but I turned away from them. I did not accept water of Hawza Kawthar from them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an put the water back, the beaker. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an gave him one full swing slap. Puff! Jor se maar. Ab usne to jo hai maar khai khab mein. Subhanallah, and he woke up. And this is the truth. It is said that when Hazrat Ali slapped him when he woke up in the morning, half of all the teeth came out and were in the palms of his hands. All of the teeth. And he started crying and he went to the masjid and he repented and he became a Sunni Muslim. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And Allah has made it such that they were not only khulafa but related to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those who say that Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Umar Farooq could not see eye to eye, again, these are the tricks of shaitan. Which father would want to give his daughter in nikah if that father disliked that individual? Hazrat Ali gave his daughter in nikah to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That clearly shows the love that the companions had with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They had love for each other. So Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an was an incredible man. Ajib words of Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullah alayh. He would say that it is important that our youth understand and study the life, the seerah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and in general of all the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a very sharp mind to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. It is said that he would say, anyone who came to me and would put forward a question to me, from his question I could gauge the level of intelligence given to him. The question you ask me, Hazrat Umar Farooq would say, by his question I could gauge the intelligence that this individual has. Ulama have mentioned, in fact for that matter Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has said, that during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, in each city a mufti and a qazi was appointed by Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Pechida masail, complex questions. At times even the mufti and the qazi could not answer. And all of these masail were referred back to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And it is Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an who would answer their questions. The questions that not even the mufti and the qazi could answer, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an would give an answer. And therefore Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehalvi rahmatullah alayhi has written a kitab, Izalatul Khifa. And in there all of the fatwas given by Hazrat Umar Farooq are recorded. Also the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shaybah, in there all of the masail of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an have been mentioned. His intelligence, Allahu Akbar. At times he would say to people, listen to me, the avoidance of sins is far lighter than remorse after committing the sin. The avoidance of sins is far lighter than the remorse after committing the sins. These are words of wisdom. And perhaps the only Sahabi who many a times would want to put his point forward. Scholars have mentioned 77 verses, ayat of the Quran were revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, confirming the opinion of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. What a great man. Soche, 2.2 million square miles ki hukumat. Subhanallah al-Azim. It is said that when Abdullah bin Ubay, munafiq, when his dead body was placed in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already expressed his opinion and showed intentions to perform the funeral prayer. Ke salatul janaza humne parni. Everyone remained silent. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an came and he whispered in the ears, Ya Rasulullah, are you going to read salatul janaza for that person who is a confirmed hypocrite? Who is a confirmed hypocrite, and a booking confirmed hypocrite. But iska khatima bil khair hua hi nahi. There is no doubt Abdullah bin Ubay, munafiq, the leader of all the munafiqeen. Iza ja'akal munafiquna qalu nashhadu innaka la rasulullah. Verses of the Quran testify for this individual. And on one occasion, Battle of Badr, the prisoners, if you recall that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted mashwira from all the companions. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took the opinion of Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Umar Farooq's opinion differed from all of the companions. All of the companions. And he said, my opinion is to cut the throat of every single one of them. And that was the most sound opinion. That was the most sound opinion. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever disapproved of the character of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. He would interject, he would intervene at times. Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam is speaking and he would say, Ya Rasulullah, but my opinion is this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam could see the khulus, the sincerity, that every question Hazrat Umar Farooq would ask, it is out of sincerity in order to seek knowledge. Subhanallah al-Azim, the intelligence of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab in the battle of Tabuk, things were very hard, difficult for the believers. No water, no food, extremely hot. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een, it became unbearable for them. They came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, if you give us permission, we would want to slaughter some camels so that we can fill our stomachs. We are hungry. We have no food, we have no water. Extremely hot. Now Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an was listening to what some of the companions had to say. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was about to say something. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and touched the legs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with honor and respect. Say, Ya Rasulallah, I have something to say. Now look at the option that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and chooses as compared to all the companions. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and said, Umar, speak. He says, Ya Rasulallah, there is one thing for sure that I know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never refuses anything what you ask for. When you ask Him for anything, He gives it to you. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ وَالدُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ. And oh Muhammad, I will give you so much, so much. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That you will be content, you will be happy. And so he said, Umar, what is it that you want to say? Ya Rasulullah, the better option is, if we start slaughtering the camels, everyone will want to slaughter the camels and we will lose out. It will be difficult for us to return back. The journey will become difficult. Instead, why don't you make an announcement? All of the companions, what little they have with them, from food, water, to bring it in front of you. And some of the companions came with a handful of dates, some of them came with dried meat, some came with bread, whatever little they had. And everything was put in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one plate. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Umar Farooq and understood exactly what Hazrat Umar Farooq was hinting at. That we want to witness your mu'jiza. Your mu'jiza. We don't want to slaughter the camels. We want to witness your mu'jiza. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a cloth on top of that one plate, and he lifted up his hands and he made dua. It is said the entire army, mujahideen, the group of the companions with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ate to their fill from that one place. Scholars have mentioned this is the intelligence of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Not only did he open up for them the best option, but allowed the companions to witness one great mu'jiza, miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now one must not forget, Hazrat Umar Farooq himself is sahib-e-karamat. Very sahib-e-karamat. Sahib-e-karamat, what is karamat? Miracles are for Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Karamat is something supernatural, a supernatural feat. Someone that does something not out of magic, something extraordinary, an individual who can't do, general common people could not do something of that. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was performing Jumu'ah, and during his khutbah he said, Ya Sari al-Jabal, Ya Sari al-Jabal, Ya Sari al-Jabal. Everybody looked at Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, and he's saying, Oh Sari, behind the mountain, Sari, behind the mountain. Sari is a sahabi, behind the mountain. After Jumu'ah, a group of people came to make ziyarat of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab and they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you were saying, Ya Sare, Ya Sare. Sare is not in Madinatul Munawwara. You yourself have dispatched him on a military expedition. He is the Amir of that group of Mujahideen. And you are saying, Ya Sare al-Jabal, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Umar Farooq is saying, Yes, I know. When I was giving khutbah, I could see enemies coming to attack Hazrat Sari' from the back. Now Hazrat Sari' is hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Hazrat Umar Farooq, subhanallah, that entire scene, the picture of what is happening with the Muslimin, hundreds of miles away. And he is saying, Ya Sari' al-Jabal. Hazrat Sare could hear the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Madinatul Munawwara, and he turned around to look towards the mountain. Al-Jabal means mountain. And he noticed that the enemies were coming. And because of that call of Hazrat Umar Farooq, Mujahideen were saved. And this was confirmed when after a few months, when Hazrat Sare came back, Hazrat Sariyah met Hazrat Umar Farooq and he said, I know this is your karamat. You saved me and you saved the group of Mujahideen. You told me to look behind and I looked behind. I could hear your voice that you were saying to me, Ya Sari, Ya Sari al-Jabl. This is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala would often say, people have not judged my father very well. They know him for his quick temper and anger. But what they fail to realize is the natural disposition, the fitrat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. If he was ever angry, and if you took the name of Allah or recited the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his anger would disappear. So if he was angry, if you took the name of Allah, or if you read Surah Al-Fatiha, or any verses of the Quran, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's anger would disappear. This is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. In Kadim al-Man, it is said that he had employed a man to remind him 3 times a day. And to remind him three times a day. And he would pay that individual from his own salary. That person would come 3 times a day and whisper in the ears of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, oh Umar, don't forget death is very close to you. Oh Umar, don't forget death is very close to you. 3 times a day. Subhanallah. He was very different. Until one day he said to that individual that now I don't want you to come. So he says, Amirul Mu'mineen, this opportunity I would come close to you and whisper something good to you. And now you say I can't come to you. Amirul Mu'mineen said that now the signs have become part of my body. So you don't need to come. I will not forget. Death is very close to Umar. When the first batch of white hair was visible. First batch of white hair. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and looked at the grey hair and he started saying, oh, Umar is getting old now, death is very close. Umar is getting old now, death is very close. So he said to that individual, now you don't have to come. It is said that the sultans during the Ottoman Empire followed Hazrat Umar Farooq. They had also employed individuals in their meetings. Before the meeting would start, someone would come and he would make an announcement that all leaders of the Muslimin don't show arrogance, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like those who are arrogant. Don't like those people who show off. Don't like those people who are mutakabbirin and jabbareen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين